Welcome to the Huntington Way Show, where we help parents navigate the educational maze. I'm your host, Yvonne Strawn, author and founder of inspirationalhomeschooling.com. I'm speaking with Carolyn Martin, and she is the Director of Government Relations with the Christian Home Educators of Colorado. And we are discussing the potential effects of legislation on parental rights, religious freedoms, and homeschooling. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. Welcome to the show, Carolyn.
Thanks for having me, Yvonne.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. You have so much great information to share that will help homeschool families far and wide. So I'm curious, and I'm sure that the audience is curious too, that what guided your passion to lead the effort to protect homeschool freedoms, parental rights, and religious liberty?
Well, I believe that America is a very unique country, right? I mean, we are founded on the God-given unalienable rights that he gave us. So it's securing those rights. And when I started homeschooling, I started in New York State, which is the most regulated state in America for homeschooling. So when you are living in that environment, you most certainly get involved with legislative stuff because you want to make sure that you can continue to homeschool. So when I moved here to Colorado in 2004, I was like, where's everybody? Why isn't anybody, I mean, there was Treon, who had written the law in 1988. She continued until she passed to look after that law. But really, there weren't a lot of people doing that because we had freedom. But that's all changing now. So.
Oh yeah, boy, to just have somebody lead that and just ensure that freedom stays is so incredibly important. So I thank you so much for what you are doing for us as homeschoolers and parents. I imagine you spend a lot of time researching and meeting with legislators and just keeping others updated. So I'm curious, what does your day-to-day schedule look like? And I'm sure it changes from each week to even the months and the quarters as well.
Yeah, it's really every day is different, right? Right now, during session runs from January through May, and I am definitely up there 2 days a week because I have a prayer time on Tuesdays at 11 up there, and then I have three interns that I'm training right now in the policy making process. So I'm definitely there on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but now we're down to the 2 week crunch, so it's going to be every day. Other than that, I mean, off session, I'm looking at the administrative state, which is the executive branch, and they make a lot of regulation that we have to live by that acts like law. So it's watching after them, following them, learning what's really going on, even nationwide. I can't even pay attention to that when we're in session. So it's gathering all that information off session to help me as we go forward. And so meeting with legislators, yeah, I try to, but I really depend on God to give me those divine appointments because I never know what's going to come up, who's going to respond to what my message is. The Democrats don't respond to the message of parental rights and religious liberty at all. They might give lip service to it, but they really don't like to see me coming. So.
Wow. So do you need to make appointments with legislators and you work that way? Or do you go into session and listen? Or is it a combination of that?
Yeah, I try to meet with legislators off session so that there you can actually have a conversation. During session, it's the elevator, right? You find them in the hallway or the elevator, and you give them a quick, here's what's going on, because you don't know what bills are coming up until they actually are introduced. So you really don't know what's coming. So to get their attention on a bill, I usually have to write up a one-page sheet saying, these are the issues that I have with it. And if you want to talk further, usually I've kind of coach them off session so they know where I'm coming from. So it's not a big surprise that I show up at their door and say, hey, can you fight for this, for parental rights or religious liberty? They're usually on our side, the ones I'm talking to anyway.
Oh, that's good. So you have a relationship really with all of the legislators.
Not all of them. There's 100 of them.
Okay.
And so there's a few, you find your what we call champions, those that will champion your cause, and you try to bolster them up. And then they kind of proliferate the message out to their colleagues. So that's why I need everybody to help in this endeavor, because there are 100 of them and I can't reach them all. And they do want to listen to their constituents more than they want to listen to a lobbyist.
No, I guess that makes
So.
sense. Yeah. So you're training interns. How does that look?
Well, I mean, I'm just getting started. This is my first year really having some interns, and they are still in college, so they don't have much time. I'd really like it to be more time spent with me, like on, a daily basis. But right now I've got them once a week, and I kind of have to really go back to the Constitution and teach them what does it mean biblically to look at government, and what does our Constitution say? How was that built? I mean, so if any encouragement I can say to the homeschool parents out there is really train your kids in the biblical worldview and what God says about government, because we need those kind of legislators and really statesmen up there at the Capitol to uphold our and secure our rights.
Yeah. Oh, that is so important that kids know what our rights are, and they need to study the Constitution for sure. And having that biblical foundation is so incredibly important because the whole idea is, society changes rapidly sometimes, and the foundation changes, but the Bible is always solid. So that is a really good point. How would you recommend that parents help their kids learn the Constitution? I know it's woven throughout some different curriculum, but maybe there's even something more, some bigger resources that you have that can really help parents do that with their kids.
Yeah, that's a good question. I remember Mike Winther from Principal Institute for Principled Studies, I think it is. I can't remember. IPS. Anyway, he would always say, "You should be teaching government every year." And I'd be like, "What?" But as I get into government, really, it affects everything. And so we need to know the government. Our founding generations absolutely knew what the Constitution said and held their elected officials to that. We don't do that anymore. And so we are running into problems, right, with the government growing too big. And I do have a quote here, actually, from Thomas Jefferson. He said, "The natural progress of things is for liberty to yield and government to gain ground." That's where we've gone. And so we've got to really educate our kids in liberty. What does it look like? What does God say about liberty? And I mean, I would go to IPS for sure, but there are also some great stuff out there. There's Teen Pact you can do, which is a weekly thing every year they do up at the Capitol for tweens and teens. And that's a great program. And Bill Jack's involved with that, if anybody knows him out there. But there's also Worldview Academy, which he does for summer camps. And he even has a session that he does, I think it's a whole year. It's like a gap year program, really, to ground them in this biblical worldview and government and the gospel, really. So there's that. And then there's Summit Ministries here in Manitou. So those are some great resources that you can look at for sure.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing those resources. I would like to talk more about those resources when we come back. And I just want to also thank you for leading the effort in defending our homeschool rights and freedoms. When we come back, Carolyn and I will delve deeper into concerns we need to be aware of while considering our children's education and our rights as parents, and how we can stay informed. She's also going to go more into the Teen Pact and different options that we have in educating our kids about freedoms. Welcome back to the Huntington Way Show. You're listening on Power Talk 1040 AM, 98.5 FM, and 95.7 FM. Please like and subscribe to Power Talk 1040 on YouTube. I'm here with Carolyn Martin, and she is the Czech Director of Government Relations, and we are talking about issues concerning children's education and our rights as parents, and I would like to delve a little bit deeper into some of the options that we have as homeschool parents in, you know, just educating our kids a little bit more about homeschool freedoms and helping them get involved. So welcome back, Carolyn.
Thank you.
So I would like to go a little bit more into some of the different things that are available as we think about getting our kids involved with the freedoms in homeschooling. So can you talk a little bit more about like the Teen Pact and some of those other things that you just mentioned? And then I know you also have the Homeschool Freedom Team and Meet Your Legislator Day.
Yeah.
And stuff. So can you talk a little bit about
that?
Yeah,
sure. Well, Teen Pact is a Teen Pact actually is a national organization, and so they do these programs in all the different states. And so in Colorado, there's a week in February that they take, and they teach the kids about the process of the government, how it works, and all of that stuff. They get dressed up in their suits and ties and go to the legislature and meet the legislators and actually do some mock bill making. So it's a really fun program for them. But there's also Summit Ministries, and actually I used some of their curriculum when I was teaching my kids government stuff. They do have some worldview government materials there, so definitely check them out. But then I was talking about Worldview Academy, which has camps in the summer, and then this whole session-long program to really, you know, involve your kids, just immerse them with biblical worldview when it comes to all aspects of our life so that they can go out there and be warriors for Christ. So great stuff. But I have, people can sign up for my prayer email at czech.org, czech.org/freedom. And every week I put out a prayer email that talks about what's happening up at the Capitol, prayer request, and then list some of the bills that are coming up. And I do maintain a bill list that are just concerning bills that I'm kind of watching during session. So you can check those out, but you've got to sign up at czech.org/freedom for that. I also have a monthly program that I do called the Legislative District Connection. I'm really looking for people to adopt their representatives so they can get to know them and then help me in the lobbying process, because like I said, I can't know 100 of these legislators. So once a month I do a Zoom call where I try to train those people. Here are the bills that are coming up. Here's how you maneuver around the legislative website. Here's how you can engage your legislators. And then I send them out and hope they are influencing the people around them to do the same. So those are a couple of things that I have, but we also do a Meet Your Legislator Day at the Capitol in February. We do it in February because then the legislature is not so busy, right? The legislators will come down. We reserve the first level lobby, which is the executive branch's lobby. We reserve that. We have donuts and coffee, and we invite legislators to come down. You invite your legislator to come down. Just kind of have a chat with them. It's a kind of a non-confrontive atmosphere to just get to know them. So we try to bring people in for that. And then in April, we just had our Homeschool Day at the Capitol event, which is an all-day thing. We had Rick Green come in and do some sessions for us, for the kids and for the adults. And then he was our keynote at the rally. So we had probably over 1,000 family members there. We had booths for people to interact with. The Capitol was full of homeschoolers. And that's what we love to see, so that we can tell the legislators, hey, we care about our freedom and we're going to keep watch over this. And so that has really shown us favor with them. God has really blessed us in that way. And we've been doing it over 30 years. So we want to continue to do that. We want to grow that. Even if you went 1 year, come the next year, because we need your numbers to just show them we are growing and we're here and we're not going away.
Yeah, that has a great impact, I'm sure, on legislators, just seeing the passion behind homeschooling and the passion behind keeping that an option
Absolutely.
for us.
Yeah, and there are some that support us, and so we just want to encourage them. It's been a really rough session, and so it has been for 4 years, 5 years now. So to encourage them is just balm to their soul, you know.
So how might homeschool parents encourage the legislators?
Well, you can go there, and I know this one legislator, she's very emotional legislator, and I just continue to encourage her, sending her notes, you know, cards, so you can send it there to them, sending emails, you know, text, phone calls, those kind of things. Once you get to know the legislator, it's easier to encourage them. Or, you know, they like home baked goods too.
Oh,
Just saying.
that's good. Those are all good things to know,
Yeah.
for sure. Oh, I'm going to circle back around to when you were talking about people being able to get on a Zoom call with you and learn a little bit more. How would they connect with you to, be part of that?
Yeah, that's a good question because I didn't say. It, you can just go to CHECK.org, CHEC.org/LDC for Legislative District Connection and sign up there, and you'll get on my list, and I'll send you an email with the Zoom link.
Great.
So yeah,
Oh,
easy.
you do so much to connect homeschooling with legislation and, really keep us updated. So I'm just so thankful for that. And so now I'm just kind of thinking, people don't always know what is going on out there, what kind of attacks are being executed on parental rights and religious freedoms and homeschooling. And so can you just kind of do a little bit of an overview of what attacks that you see most often?
Yeah, parental rights, like I said earlier, they do give lip service to that. Oh, yeah, we like parents. But really, they don't necessarily like parents over children. In other words, they don't acknowledge the authority that God has given to the family and the jurisdiction. They really believe that children have their own rights above and beyond parents. And so we saw that this year with House Bill 23-1003, which was the school mental health assessments. They wanted the children to have these mental health assessments in the school, and then they could decide whether they took the assessment at all. Even if the parents opted them out of the assessment, the child could opt them in. This is the power they want to give children over parents. Not only that, is they wouldn't be notified if there were any problems with it. I'm still dealing with this bill because they keep amending it, but it keeps building more confusion into the bill to know whether parents would actually be notified if their child was suicidal. I think it's very crucial that that be notified to a parent with a child living in their home. So I'm still working on that, but when they were on the House floor debating this issue, one of the legislators said parents are barriers to their children's well-being. That is exactly what they think. And for homeschoolers, we actually, if you look at the Child Protective Service, they actually think homeschooling is a risk factor for abuse and neglect. So that attitude permeates throughout the executive branch, the legislative branch, the judicial branch. We have a real problem as far as that goes. So for them to think that we're barriers, you can see what the attitude of that is. And it goes through all things. A new bill just came up, and yeah, they're all really bad against parents. So that's, I'm trying to do this to fight against it, but it's an uphill battle.
Well, this is a concern that all parents should have, is that, legislation is basically trying to cut out parents' authority in their own children's lives when the Bible says that we are the authority in children's lives and we are an important part in raising them and educating them and making those decisions. We are their supporters and we can be the biggest help to our children. So that is very concerning. So when we come back, we will talk more about that. Thank you for bringing up that point, Carolyn. This
Sure.
is Yvonne Strawn, your host on the Huntington Way Show, and you are listening to Carolyn and myself talk about legislation and parental rights in homeschooling.